The former Vice President Joe Biden says his campaign has raised $5 million in the last day following his convincing win here yesterday. And he's sharpening his attacks on the current frontrunner, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Here he was this morning on NBC's Meet the Press.
So do you believe Bernie Sanders would lead the Democratic Party to a big loss?
I do. I think Bernie Sanders' position on a number of the issues, even the Democratic Party, are very controversial.
The race turns national quickly with Super Tuesday just days away. So to talk about all this, we're joined now by NPR political correspondent Danielle Kurtzleben. Danielle, welcome. Good to talk with you again. All right. So first of all, tell us where you are.
So I am in Selma, Alabama. I am in a gym. You hear some background noise. We are awaiting a presidential forum after a march across the Edmund Pettus Bridge. Today is a commemoration of Bloody Sunday. Civil rights marches here. I've been following the Warren campaign, and she and most of the major candidates are here. Her, Biden, Bloomberg, Buttigieg, Klobuchar. And this is not your typical campaign stop. The candidates, yes, they want votes. Alabama is a Super Tuesday state. But the candidates are also just here for the commemoration activities, and a lot of the folks here are also here for that, not just to come out and hear politicians talk.
Okay, but speaking of politicians, Mr. Biden did have a decisive win here in South Carolina last night. Has that significantly altered the trajectory of the race going into Super Tuesday?
I mean, it definitely gives Bernie Sanders something to contend with now, right? I mean, Biden had not only a win, but a really big win, a bigger win than polls had been projecting, say, you know, a week or two ago. And he won decisively among black voters, who are loyal Democratic voters. So that gives him renewed momentum. But as you said, yeah, we're now in a national primary, no more of this one state per day business. So right now, Sanders is the delegate leader, and he is leading in polls in the huge state of California, which has a whole lot of delegates. So, yeah, it stands to reason that Biden, in that clip, he's targeting Bernie Sanders' record and his electability really explicitly.
Okay. And a national primary does require a lot of resources and staffing. So how are the candidates doing on that measure? Who seems to have the resources to go forward?
Well, let's start with Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders has a lot of resources. He just announced that he raised $46.5 million last month. That is huge. And he was already up with TV ads in 12 of 14 Super Tuesday states. And so his campaign says more are going to go up. Now, you mentioned Biden. Biden announced that in the 24 hours around that South Carolina win, he pulled in $5 million. So that's some new momentum for him when he had been lagging in some fundraising measures. And, of course, we can't not talk about Bloomberg when we talk about money in this race. Now, as of a few days ago, he had spent more than $200 million on advertising in Super Tuesday states. Now, to give you a sense of scale, Sanders at that point had spent $15.5 million. But one more person we have to mention is Elizabeth Warren. She just announced that she pulled in $29 million last month. That is pretty big. It's not as big as Bernie Sanders, but it's pretty big for her. More than her biggest quarter that has happened so far.
All right. That is NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben. You can hear she's talking to us from Selma, Alabama, where commemorations of the big Bloody Sunday marches are going on. Danielle, thanks so much for powering through. Appreciate it.